You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for this upcoming week. Check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we have a lot going on. We're coming up on a full moon in Libra, and there's quite a few stressful aspects connected to that full moon. So it's definitely an emotional time. You'll be feeling like on edge or even really weepy, which is really likely, where you just like cry super easily, which is good because there's a lot of emotions going on. So we have that going on Saturday. And on Friday, there's going to be Venus moving into Taurus, which is a lovely thing to have happen, considering it's been tricky for Venus to be in Aries. We might not have all been our best selves, or we might have been our best selves. It depends on how you and your own personal chart would actually interact with that. You will know because you will have had your own life experiences to show you that. So on the 28th, we have an interesting combination when Venus slides right up next to, is that Venus? Yeah. Venus slides right up next to Uranus on Wednesday. So it gives, there's a very, you could meet really interesting, unusual people, or you might have brilliant ideas, or there might be a sudden breakthrough with your finances, or something that you value could suddenly appear in your life. So there, it's kind of like a, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. But with all the positive aspects that are around this particular aspect on the 28th, I would say that whatever is coming or whatever exciting situation you encounter or people that you meet, it could just be really interesting people too, that this is a sudden opportunity and everything is going to line up for you to be able to open up to that sudden opportunity and recognize it as such and grab a hold of it. Because sometimes we get opportunities and then we like, I don't know, like we hum and haw, and it's really just some sort of self-sabotaging part of our subconscious that is stopping us from moving forward. So if you're conscious and aware of what to deal with, then you can choose in your own best interest, even though some parts of yourself aren't all on board. So that's Wednesday with the Uranus-Venus conjunction, which is when they're sharing the same space in the sky. On the 29th, Thursday, there's a square between Saturn and the Sun. So this could create in all of us, really, or just in your life circumstances too. The more aware of you are of what's going on inside of you, the more it's kind of stuff going on in your own head most of the time, rather than what's going on in the world. But if you're completely unconscious to your own inner workings, often it will turn up in your outer world, or something will happen, you know, through relationships or people outside of yourself, situations seemingly beyond your control, to show you what's going on inside. So if you've got something like that going on, then you have to look at what's going on in the situation and how it could be reflected within you. You know, if you're being rejected from someone, how are you rejecting yourself? Like little things like that. If you think in those terms, it makes it easier. With the Sun squaring Saturn, the Sun is in Aries, and Aries is like, go, go, go. We've talked about this so often lately. And the energy is restless and impatient and frustratable. And Saturn is like, whoa, slow it down. There's responsibility we need to take. There's, you know, chores and stuff that have to get done. I mean, you can't just make dinner and not do the dishes. So there's a, that's like a, you know, Saturn would be smart enough to clean up the kitchen after they cook, but Aries would be like, yeah, I'm cooking dinner. So it's, you know, that's a really mild example, but the energies are quite different. So there's different parts of yourself or the circumstances you're in that have their own equal value that needs to be expressed somehow. So it can create tension, and squares create, ultimately, they create growth. So even though it's tricky, it's not so tricky that you can't maneuver it. Just recognize that you might feel like, I don't know, like your style is cramped or something. So let's see here. I think that it's important this week to recognize that you're going to have, like, it's going to be probably emotional. There's going to be stuff going on. And with the, because of the Libra full moon, it's all like very much about relationships. And Venus is just moving into Taurus. So that's actually doing us all a wonderful favor, because it's pretty hard to, like, you know, keep your cool and not feel frustrated and busy and Like just go, 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 which can actually feel good, especially if you're kind of a slow moving person. But Venus is not its best self in Aries. So in Taurus, it rules Taurus. So it's very comfortable and things can slow down and you can start to feel more grounded and like you have a hold of something in your life. So with the Venus there, it's important that going into Taurus, it's important that you make space for being slow and that you take the time to stop and smell the roses and maybe do some gardening and plant some things. That's really the Taurus earthy energy, is like it's great in the garden and making things beautiful and cooking delicious food that's nourishing and even getting your eye on things that are beautiful, like things to have in your home or ways you can improve things to make it more stable and secure and loving to yourself. And even the relationships that you meet with this, like coming in with the Taurus Venus energy, they're likely a lot more stable and into actually having a relationship. So that's nice because it's great to meet people and be like, oh yeah, we totally click. But then if you don't put in the work to have a relationship, you know, responding to each other's emails and things like that, then how can you go forward with the relationship? So right now it might be a good time to have a committed sort of type of relationship come into your life. So with the full moon on Saturday, the 31st, there is difficult squares from Mars and Saturn in Capricorn to the full moon in Libra. So again, it could be, I think, an energy where you want to keep it all really simple and lovely and like an intellectual matter that you can discuss and it's beautiful. But then instead you have to, like, there's these details, these like these difficult possible, you know, responsibilities, the work needs to be done. So if you can do the work, then you get the rewards of doing the work of the relationship. Same thing, right? Like what you give, you get. So that's something that Libra is definitely good at teaching, is like there needs to be balance. And although when they're not in balance, they can end up being doormats to people or treating people like doormats. It's always both sides of the story. So what you can do is get in touch with what your relationships are showing you right now and what you're feeling about your relationships. Do you have supportive, harmonious relationships around you? Do you have people you can trust around you? Are you someone that can be trusted? Like, really contemplate how you relate to relationships with this Libra full moon. You'll get a clear kind of understanding of what's going on in your life if you can do that. And also make sure that you're willing to let go of things that are shitty, because sometimes we just keep relationships close to us just because they've always been there, but that doesn't mean that they should always be there. So keep in mind, you don't need to be so sentimental about it. It's good to make a choice whether something adds value to your life or takes value away. So that's how you should consider what to do. A great little trick to do during the full moon, it's not really a trick, but it's like a cleansing to get, because we're all connected to each other, whether we're really conscious of how connected we are or not. But I believe we're connected to each other and we have cords that kind of form when we've had a sexual relationship with someone or a significant emotional attachment, family members, anybody that we've kind of opened our heart to or our life to in any way is ultimately kind of attached to us still. So that might not be in our best interest because you're still kind of karmically connected and emotionally connected when you have these cords attached. So one of the things you can do is put light around yourself. And I think Archangel Michael is one that's supposed to help clear cords and things that are connected to you or attached to you that shouldn't be there. So if you just kind of get centered and surround yourself in a bubble of light, whichever color you prefer, a big, bright, white, shining light is obviously a wonderful one. But whatever, it could be pink and soothing to your emotions, or blue and healing to your mind, orange to help with your creativity, whichever energy that you think is most effective. If you just kind of, even just right now, imagine closing your eyes and surrounding yourself with this bubble of light, which is very healing and protective. And then call in your assistants, your guides, Archangel Michael, which is a really powerful force. Call in the energy and remove the cords. You can cut them, you can pull them out, however you want to do it. Whatever the like, you can use a big sword and get rid of them. And then pour light into the areas where those cords were attached to you, like new, clean, healing, lovely, fresh light, which will really clear your energy and clear out your you know, draw to the same negative situations. And, you know, really take note of after you do this little imaginary cleansing, how you feel different and what shows up in your life differently and who shows up in your life too, because now you're all clear to have something wonderful happen and have someone wonderful connect into your life, or relationships that are supportive instead of difficult and undermining or belittling or whatever, you know, possible shitty relationship you find yourself in. This Libra full moon is a wonderful time to deal with it. So that's a little thing you can do to make an effort to change. And then, you know, even writing down your wish list of who you would like in your life and the kind of characteristics they have, you know, how you can be of benefit to the life of the person you're with, and just, you know, all the little details of all the areas of life are like, you know, don't forget them when you're getting clear about what you want to create in your life. So on Sunday, the moon moves into Scorpio. Scorpio is such an intense energy. And we're just coming off of April Fool's Day. Or no, actually, it's April Fool's Day, and we're just coming off of the full moon. And April Fool's, like, you know, it's kind of fun. So if you have a chance to, like, fool someone, then that would be a good time to do it. Last year, I was in Mexico, and my hubby was at home. I hadn't got home yet. And I was visiting a friend in Mexico, and I had her little chihuahua, like a super little chihuahua, like a 6-pounder, sitting on my lap, and she had these really long nails and was like super not a good looking dog at all. Like, she didn't have any redeeming qualities. And I sent him a picture on April Fool's, and I'm like, this is Mimo. She's going to be our dog now. And I sent him pictures like all day of Mimo, because I took a bunch of pictures. I'm like, we will call her Mo for short. And he was like, oh my God, we do not need another dog. This can't be happening. And I kept it going because it was super funny. I thought it was super funny all day before I told him, no, we're not. I'm not bringing home a chihuahua. You don't have to worry about having another dog named Mimo in your life. So that was fun. So you can do stuff like that on April Fool's just to get a laugh, because laughs are always good. And obviously try and not be like, you know, cruel or mean or like injure anybody. But April Fool's, that's also the Scorpio moon. And there is an interesting connection with April Fool's Day having the conjunction between the Sun and Mercury in Aries, squaring Pluto, and also opposition Uranus and Venus. There is a ton of energy that day, really fused together to like have the courage to like go deep and figure stuff out and be honest and forthright. Very liberating, like, energy, especially if the liberation needs to come from digging up the truth and figuring out the reasons why the truth happened the way it did. So if you have that, you know, because of that fiery energy and the planets that are connecting that day, do be careful with overdoing it, because that could happen. You don't want to overdo it. And, you know, there might be an intensity because of the Scorpio moon that is not usually there. So use it how you can, but also be aware, like, take things easy and things aren't, you know, don't take things so seriously, which you might be prone to do with all this Scorpio energy. So that's pretty much it for this week. We'll talk about the conjunction between Mars and Saturn for next week. And also we'll talk more about the retrograde that we're going through. So keep an eye open for people from the past showing up, which is very likely with the Mercury retrograde and Jupiter retrograde as well. And I hope you enjoy all the shifts and changes that are coming down the pipe this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.